Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Now, does anybody know what happened on September 17th, 2024? Any idea? September 17th, 2024. Kyle Tucker, who's in town right now, singled in the top of the 10th inning at Petco Park to deliver a 4-3 win for the Houston Astros over the San Diego Padres. It was the last regular season game the Padres lost at home. After that, they won their final four home games last year in the regular season, and now have won their first 11 home games this year. And as Jesse texted, actually, to Paul during the segment, because we were wondering, well, what is the all-time record? It was 12 home wins in a row back in 2021. Mm-hmm. But now the new record spanning 2 years is 15 consecutive home wins, which the Padres are doing right now. Yeah, they won their last four last year, first 11 this year. So they haven't lost a home game in the regular season since the middle of September of last year.
Knocking on wood.
Well, I mean, you can knock on wood all you're not. They're going to lose a home game at some point.
Who says? There's no rule that says they have to.
Just, you know, 81-0, still in play.
That would be so great.
Can you imagine how stressed you'd be? If they truly went 81-0.
They're at 72 wins in a row.
And so if they do that,
nauseous.
They're probably going to win at least 125, 130 games. So beat the Dodgers, you got the one seed, and they're hosting then the first game of the division series at home.
I couldn't watch.
With their 85 game home winning streak on the line in a playoff game. You'd like, you just like, why didn't you just lose one during the regular season?
Dig me over with. Dig a hole and put me in it. And just let, just my eyes.
You don't
eyes
want
that are,
them to go.
No, God, the last thing you want.
Season at home.
It's the last thing you want. Nobody would want that. My God, I think about the Mariners and their run. It's just like first round of the playoffs, gone, done, out.
But you know, Jesse made the point that we talked about all the big moments and Fernando in yesterday's game, but it really was that Manny at bat where he drew the 11 pitch walk.
I think that
kind of helped change things.
It did, and I think if you went back and asked Manny about that AB, he'd probably tell you, I missed like three pitches to absolutely hammer in that AB, and it was a real test.
Out in front of everything.
Yeah.
It was the one that he hung, and Mudd goes, that's the pitch he
wanted
right there.
That's the one he wanted back. And, you know, look, man, like he to his massive credit, like flipped that thing on its ear, found a way to work a walk, took that inside heater on the 11th pitch of the AB, and you know, ended up scoring, coming around to score. It was quite impressive.
So Manny did talk about it after the game last night, and Kevin Acey wrote about it in his newsletter, Padres Daily, this morning. And Manny said of Jameson Taillon, he said, quote, he was dealing all game. He was throwing the ball really well, keeping us off balance. That was tough. So it was just going in there late in the game, just trying to get on base. I think that kind of just led to some good things happening for our club. And Acey went through the stats. As good as the Padres are, they lead MLB in batting average, and they make contact better than any other team. They don't walk that much. They're the second fewest walks because, well, they just make too much contact. But in the game yesterday, they needed walks, so they figured out, okay, they walked. Xander's walk that kept the line moving was a really good one, battling back and laying off some pitches that were just off the outside corner in that game. And, you know, there were a few walks right before Tatis's home run. There was a walk. There was a bunch of walks in the game yesterday that the Padres used to find a way to win. Not their typical strategy, but they have a lot of tools in their tool belt when it comes to offense, and they can beat you in just about every way an offense can beat you. If they need to go to the walks, they'll go to the walks. It's not their first choice. They'd rather kind of hit. But what was Mike Schilt's quote yesterday? It was a good one.
Talking about, he said, look, you know, we're trying to hit everything we hunt. We're not fishing. You know, I said, that makes sense. We go hunt, you go hunting, you scope something. I don't know. I'm not a hunter. I shot a dove one time.
Did you?
Yeah, I felt terrible about it.
Man gets voluntold to host country night.
And now he's a hunter.
Dove, the symbols of peace around the world. And you just shot them.
One. I felt horrible about it. Terrible.
Did you eat it at least?
No, I didn't eat it.
Does anyone eat dove?
Yes.
They do?
Yeah, my buddy picked it up. You rip the head right off. You pull it off and take the feathers off and you stick it in your little pouch.
And then you eat it.
And you eat it.
Because I've never gone to a restaurant where, like,
you got dove?
Dove was on the menu.
Dove fajitas. I wasn't happy about it. I wasn't.
Fried dove and mashed potatoes.
I mean, I eat
potatoes.
Meat. Like, I get it. I get the whole thing.
I know where the meat comes from.
Yeah, I know.
You can't be a meat eater without having at least some understanding of,
correct,
you know,
it didn't just magically appear. Right, exactly.
I just don't ever remember seeing dove on any menu I've ever ordered at.
But he was talking about hunting, and you go hunting and you see a target and you shoot it. You're not just shooting up in the air hoping you hit something, like I did actually with my dove. So it was you never hunted?
Me neither. Never gone hunting. Never shot a real gun. I've shot a
BB gun.
A BB gun once.
You never shot a real gun?
I've never shot a real gun in my life.
Paulie, have you ever hunted?
I went hunting one time when I was young with some friends and his dad, that was all they did. I carried a gun, didn't shoot it.
Yeah.
We were hunting pheasant.
Pheasant.
And I don't think we even saw one.
Didn't even see one.
Yeah.
Another thing
so
I've never actually
this is the most boring
eaten.
Day of my life.
Just walking around?
Just walking through wet forest.
Wet marsh.
Shrubbery and all that. And, you know, I think I was probably 11, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, we'll pick you up at 3:30 in the morning. And I'm like, I'm sorry,
hey,
what?
By the way, it's going to be about 34 degrees, so you're going to want to dress warm.
And like, I didn't have a license, so I don't even think I could have shot a gun.
Yeah.
I didn't have a hunting license, so I couldn't have killed an animal. Even
legally.
If we saw one?
Yeah.
But it was awful. I'm like, never again.
I don't think I could shoot a deer. I don't think I have it in me. Unless it was rabid and attacking me, I don't think I have it in me to shoot one.
I've
eaten Denver before.
I have too. It made me gassy. I didn't like it.
A couple years ago in Denver, we went and shot guns.
Yeah,
it was fun. Skeet shooting with a shotgun was fun. But I'm like, I don't need to go hunting.
I don't.
I'll just go to the range.
I'll just buy meat.
I don't have a problem with hunting. I think the reason I don't want to do it, like to shoot like a deer and to be in a deer blind. Like have to just sit there and wait and wait and wait and wait.
Who would be worse than a
quiet
deer blind, me or him, Polly?
Oh.
And just going, leaves on the tree waiting.
Can't
for
even talk,
a deer.
Though, you make noise.
Yeah, but you
they're
can't.
Not gonna, they're not going to. They're not going to come close to you.
You'd be pretty good because you just raw dogged a 6-hour drive. So him in a deer blind just sitting waiting quietly, it would make me really uncomfortable to be in a deer blind with you. Wait, what do we do? How long are we going to be here? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Where are the effing deer?
I'm ready to go now. 20 minutes is all I can make it. If I didn't see deer just running across to shoot, I think I would be out.
Back to Manny's at bat. I do have the quote. Yes. Here's the quote from Schilt directly after the game.
I mean, you know, I'm glad you started with Manny. It's one of my gold stars. You know, just reward Manny, Toddy. Both those guys have really, really made people come in the zone and pay when they come in the zone, but they're not chasing. Manny's a bat completely set the tone for that inning. You know, again, we're looking to hit, but we're looking to hit what we're hunting. We're not going fishing, so just a great at bat.
A lot of outdoors references in that
like
quote.
I told you, I think he's running out of ideas. You know, he's used all of his tropes right now, and hey, I get it, man. Keep him up. I hope he's looking through at the thesaurus right now looking for new bits because that just means you want another ball game. But I don't know. Like with tonight, I don't know how you attack a Shota Imanaga. I don't. I don't know what the
he shoved last week.
I don't know what the right way is. Are you wait him out, patient? Well, guess what? Then you're 0-2. You're not in good hitters counts. Are you aggressive? Then he exposes your aggressiveness. Like if he's on and working the corners like he does. I don't know the right way to do it.
And
I'm sure Victor Rodriguez does.
You only get two pitches. So you don't have the time to wait him out.
I couldn't believe it, man. I couldn't believe it.
Sorry, I feel bad. He had a hit. You know,
he did. He got
one for four. Got a knock. Jose Iglesias, you know,
hit about six
feet, but that drove in a run.
Incredible.
That's got to be the most frustrating thing for a pitcher. When you make your pitch.
Great pitch.
You get him to a bad swing that nubs one in front of the plate and no one can get it. I won that battle and I lost that battle.
Yep. Yeah, it's you make, and there's just nothing you could do. I mean, there's no way your defense can prepare for that. None. You know, Matt Shaw is a rookie. He's playing back, you know, and he's like, oh, cool, a little nubber, and there's no way he can get to it.
Yeah, a bunt's one thing.
A bunt's one thing.
If you got a good third baseman, you react, you charge. You know, that's identification, reaction, and charging. But when they're a full swing, there's nothing you can do.
Speaking of the bunt last night, Team Maldonado, if he gets it down, it's genius. It's a genius call. I'm sure that came from the dugout. I'm sure they put that safety squeeze on. If he just gets that down, it's a really brilliant call. The fact that he didn't and he popped it up makes it a terrible call.
That sucks.
That's the nature of being a manager and a player. Like, if you get it down, it was the best call of all time because Martin Maldonado will roll into a double play real quick.
I had no problem with it. My son was watching the game and he goes, oh, it was horrible. Why did they do that? You know, Martin Maldonado, he's got no speed. It was a terrible bunt. And I go, it was, but guess what he didn't do?
He didn't hit into a double play.
And guess who's up now? Fernando Tatis Jr. Now, he didn't come through in that situation, but I saw the wheels turning. Like, okay, if he gets the good bunt down, we score here. If he doesn't, well, we still get Fernando up with a chance to do some big damage. So I understood the thought process that went into calling for the bunt in that situation.
I absolutely understood it. I absolutely understood why he did it. Absolutely. But got to get it down. Right? You get it down, it's a brilliant call, and we're all lauding Mike Schilt for that call today.
But the consequences of not getting it down aren't devastating,
right?
Because you still have Fernando Tatis Jr. coming up with two outs.
Right.
He didn't roll into a double play. Sure, you know, you would have liked to think that Maldonado could hit a fly ball
and
drive in the run
but
from third.
I know he can hit a ground ball to the shortstop. I know he is absolutely capable of doing.
Which is exactly what the pitcher is going to be trying to get
100%.
In that situation, because he don't want to see Fernando with runners on base. So I did not have a problem with the call for the bunt there. Just the execution was not good.
It's just one of those things. You live and die as a manager with decisions like that, and he didn't execute. But I thought it was a decent call after I thought about it. I was like, it's probably a good idea. Yeah, fine. Do it again tonight. Just get it down.
Yeah. It was a lot to break down from that game yesterday.
There was a lot.
It was a fun one.
It's the second time Padres have come back from multiple runs to win. They were down two, and they won that game. They just win in different ways. The Padres have found plenty of different chances. They get big lead, hold on to it. Win one-run games. They've won all of those games. Given up leads and then come back and won. They did that yesterday for second or third time this year. They've just found different ways to win baseball games so far this season.
It's been a blast, man. Been a blast. Keep it rolling.
All right. We'll take a quick timeout. We still have the Rindle Report. Want to look ahead to tonight's game a little bit more. Randy Vasquez. You know, Randy has a sub-2 ERA
so far
this season. He's off to a really good start. Can he keep it going against what is actually Still a very good Cubs lineup, and we will talk about that coming up after a check of traffic with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, though, let me tell you about Underdog, having a blast playing Underdog Daily Fantasy. One of the best places to make picks during the basketball playoffs. Playing game starts this evening, I do believe, with their extender promo. And with the extender, you can play your way into increasingly bigger boosts each round of the playoffs. So you start a playoff series using your game one boost, then continue boosting each subsequent game to unlock the next one. The longer the series, the bigger the boost. Underdog, a leading place to make all your sports picks, and you can play right here in our state. So a lot of people having a blast with Underdog. I am one of them. Once your picks feel right, you know how it works. You just bet on, you pick higher or lower points, assists, things like that. It's pretty simple to do. You guys can figure it out. You can play with as little as a dollar, too. It's just a good way to make the game a little more fun. Download the Underdog app. Sign up with the promo code Woods to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. Use the promo code Woods. Must be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama, Nebraska. Present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms do apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/extend. .html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together. Let's drive.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
The segment of Ben Woods is brought to you by Robert Half. At Robert Half, they found that 67% of companies want to increase contract talent. That's why their recruiters' expertise and award-winning AI work quickly to find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today.
Do we live in a bubble because we don't hunt? Because somebody said you guys need to get out of your bubble.
I mean, I don't think...
Isn't that just...
Well, we all live in certain bubbles.
Right.
Well, no one's exempt.
Like, that
from
would
their
be a
bubble.
I don't know if this guy... that's a hobby, right? Like, that's a hobby. I'm not saying to people, get out of your bubble, come play adult baseball.
I mean, there's very few people left who actually have to hunt every day for sustenance
sure.
or they die. So,
right.
For everyone else, you're making the choice to go hunting. And I don't think either Woods or I have a problem with it. We both know, especially if you're going to eat what you kill and mm-hmm. you're going to be responsible about it. If that's something you enjoy doing,
have a ball. More for you, right?
I don't have a problem. Do you want us to be out there? We're not.
Not
it's just. It just doesn't sound like fun. It's like I don't want a bunch of like
oh,
people
no.
who don't.
Oh no!
I don't
oh,
like.
God, here it comes. Here it comes. Oh boy!
I don't want a bunch of people who
uh-oh.
Don't really
just
like.
Hang on. This is only Ben speaking
uh-oh.
For those listening.
To be crowding the golf course. If you're not into golf, I'm not trying to get you into golf.
So you're not wanting to grow the game. You
the
don't
game
want
is plenty big right now. Actually, game's doing just
too big,
fine. And I don't think we need to grow the game of hunting necessarily. You just enjoy your hunting and you do your hunting. But again,
because
that's not my personal choice of recreation.
That's a hobby. That's a hobby. Like hunting is
just like it's, golf is a hobby.
Right. Yeah. It's not a the bubble bit is doesn't make sense.
Fishing
to me.
Is a hobby.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
you
a
know,
hobby.
Don goes out and goes fishing in the bay, catch
every
and
night,
release.
Yeah.
He's not doing it for sustenance. He is simply doing it for
selfies on and Instagram.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
But I would assume he gets some sort of satisfaction out of making the catch.
Probably
fun
to catch
enjoys
a fish.
The time out on the water. He likes that, and that's great for him. I don't think I'd like that, so I don't do that. I like to golf.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. But everyone should have their own...
Bubble.
Bubble.
Everyone
exactly.
should absolutely have their own bubbles.
Yeah. And I don't need to break into your bubble, and you don't need to break into my bubble. Stay in your bubble.
Oh.
Enjoy your bubble.
Very exclusionary.
No, I mean, if someone really wants to try hunting, yeah. I mean, that's great. You know, don't stop people who are... really excited. Oh, I've always wanted to go hunting and I'd really like to go. And then show that person, you know, all the greatness that can be hunting and give them a good experience and teach them the right way to do it. Like if someone really wanted to play golf, come with me. We'll show you how to do it. We'll get you some clubs. We'll get you working on the range. We'll take you out onto the course. But I don't want to force someone who has no interest in golf. No, really. If you try it, I know you're going to like it. It's like, no, I'm not pushing you into it. If you want to golf, golf. If you don't, don't.
It's like surfing. It's the exact same thing. I mean, I would love to be a good surfer, but not enough to actually go out and do it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Somebody offered to take me out.
But I have tried surfing. I have tried surfing.
I tried to get out of my bubble.
You've gone out of your bubble. You tried it. It wasn't for you.
Not for me.
Is it possible if I, like, someone dragged me hunting?
I would do anything.
And I would found that I would really, I loved it. Like, I guess it's possible. Oh, wow. I had no idea how much I would love this
peace
experience.
Out of nature.
I like to feel, though, I know myself, and I just don't get the sense that it's something I would enjoy tremendously.
What if you really, like, you were smearing the deer's blood on your face?
That's different. That's
drinking
different.
It?
I don't know why I'm thinking of the scene in Wedding Crashers when they're walking through the forest.
Yeah,
it's like, what are we doing,
out here?
He's like, yeah, in the 20 years that you've known me, I've been sneaking off on the weekend to go on hunting retreats.
KG says, I'm all for people just trying something before knocking it. I don't think we're
knocking it.
We're not knocking it.
I mean, we're knocking it for
ourselves. I tried it, and I'm knocking it.
For us.
Yeah.
Well, I did it. I told you. I shot a dove, and I felt horrible about it.
And I agree with KG 100%. I'm certainly not going to knock hunting because I've never done it. I just get the sense that
you wouldn't like
it doesn't call to me that I don't think I would particularly like it.
Yeah, it's never been in your bones to go out and shoot a deer.
Not really.
Yeah, same.
You know, and, you know, even going, like, shooting at the range, you know, target. I mean,
that's fun.
That might be fun.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Fun. You'd like that, actually.
Just because it feels like a game. I don't think hunting would feel like a game to me.
That's real.
It feels too real.
North El Carlos says, I swear Ben would shake as he's aiming with his rifle. I would too, man. I 100% would be like, I can't do this. I cannot do it. You know, I didn't grow up with it. My dad wasn't a hunter. didn't really, I mean, I had some friends that were hunters and I was like, man, that's different lifestyle, but hey, to each their own. That's what I say.
All right. I don't know.
Stay off the golf course though, according to Ben.
Right.
Yeah. Kind of agree with you. If you don't have a little bit of experience, it's hard, and it's hard to get experience. It is. It's really hard.
It is tough because I don't want to. If someone who's really enthusiastic but they're bad, I don't want to keep them from playing. Something
I'm not bad.
That they do.
I mean, I'm bad.
Enjoy.
I'm bad, and I'll. But you have to know, even if you're bad, you got to pick up and move on. You got to keep the pace.
But yeah, when courses get slow and overcrowded, yeah. Then no one has a good time. You know, it's pretty unfun. For
oh, everyone. I go out of my way to make sure. Like,
quick,
I know if I'm not the worst in the group, I'm the second worst in the group.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm happy to be out here, so you will not be waiting on me. Like, I would be embarrassed if I'm like, hey, have you guys seen my ball? I'm like, nope, screw it.
Grab
another one.
Pick it up and go.
Keep going.
100%.
All right, Padres tonight, again, 640, 540 EcoWater SoCal pregame show with Sam Levitt from the loft at the Western Metal Supply Company. And I don't know that the pressure is necessarily off Randy Vasquez, but the streak is over. Padres got to 37 consecutive innings without allowing a run, which tied the second longest streak in franchise history, behind only a 40-inning streak from the 1984 Padres before Dylan Cease gave up the two-run home run to Michael Busch in the top of the fourth inning yesterday. So start a new streak. I think the Cubs did score one, so I think they're at one inning in the ninth.
Yep.
And now you can start over again. But Randy Vasquez has been really, really good.
He has.
Well, it's better even than I kind of imagined. The fact that he's got a sub 2 ERA so far this year. I think we're all kind of holding our breath a little bit as Randy came in. But what did Mike Schilt tell us all the way back at FanFest? Randy kind of proved himself over the course of last season. Got better as he went as a starter. And I think maybe they felt pretty comfortable all along that Randy Vasquez was going to be a part of their starting rotation going into this season, and he's done a really, really nice job so far for the Padres.
He has. I mean, he pitches out of trouble. He gets himself into trouble and pitches out of trouble a lot. Probably walks too many guys. That's something that he can try to fine tune. But he's been really, really good, man. He's kept us in I think every ball game he's pitched in. Yeah.
Yeah, there's only been one ball game the Padres. Well, they lost 7-1 to the Cubs in the Nick Pivetta game.
Yep.
When he wasn't great, and then Dylan Cease gave up the 9 runs.
Yep.
And they had the 3-1 loss. They've only lost 3 games, so it's hard to say that the Padres have been pretty much in. Well, they were in every game they won, obviously, and they haven't been in too many losses. So yeah, Randy Vasquez has kept him in. They did lose the game that Randy Vasquez pitched against the Cubs in that first game of the series. It was 3-1.
He's walked way too many guys, yeah.
It wasn't a disastrously bad performance. I'm going to look at the box score on that one. He went 4 2/3, only gave up 2 hits, but he did walk 5.
Yep.
So that was the...
He's walking 6.89 per 9, so yeah, that's way too many.
That was the game that really was the one where he walked too many. But remember, that was also the game where he got squeezed on Tucker, and it was yeah, I thought it was a strike.
It was a ball.
I know. You said it was...
It was a ball.
It was close. It was very close on that one.
If Chris Ello and I agree, then it was a ball.
Possible.
Yeah. He always sides with the umps. I usually go against the umps, and I saw it and I went, that's a ball. It's a good call. But listen, he's been great and needs to be really good tonight. This is a good team. They can score and score in a lot of different ways. And they didn't play great defense last night either. We took advantage of their. How about that foul? That ball falling between
bro
Ian Happ. I mean, I was Matt Shaw just bailed on it. Swanson's going out. Ian Happ coming in.
That,
and they just stared
the pass
at each other.
Ball,
looks like the tier
bunt.
Looks like the tier ones out there. I mean,
yeah,
it's crazy.
That fly ball on left, the pass ball, the swinging bunt. You're like, how nice to be on the other side of the game for
super
once.
Nice. Super, super
I
nice.
I mean, think about this. The Cubs have scored 120 runs.
Crazy.
No other team in baseball has even scored 100.
100. I know.
Yeah, now they've played a couple extra games because of Japan, but so have the Dodgers, and they've only scored 79. So they're 41 runs ahead of the Dodgers.
Nuts.
At this point. Their offense has been terrific so far this season.
Yeah, he's got his work cut out for him, and the offense has their work cut out for him tonight, too. Should be a good one. Should be a good one.
Yeah. And then as for Shota Imanaga, as we talked about earlier, don't know. I mean, hopefully he's not as good as he was last time because he was really good.
Let's get that crowd into it early, try to rattle his cage a little bit.
All right, Paulie, we got the Rounder Report in our final segment. What can you tease for us here?
We've got an awkward moment on a very prominent sports talk show.
Ooh.
Ooh, I like that.
Paulie always brings
Stephen
good
A.
audio.
Smith back at it again.
Is this about him running for president again?
No.
Okay. Because I know he's talking about that again this week. A little tired of that bit. But.
No, just a very awkward moment between Stephen A. and another member from ESPN.
Paulie always brings the good audio. We will get to that. Coming up next, final segment of Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
And final segment of Ben and Woods on a Tuesday. Braden's Apprentice Show coming up at 10 o'clock today. We'll have a roundtable for you coming up on Thursday at 10 o'clock this week.
Now, you're out.
Are you excited?
I'm sorry. I can't wait.
I am.
I can't wait to rehash everything that we've already talked about. That's my favorite part of the roundtable. You said earlier, and it made my skin crawl. I'm going to bring back the question from this morning about what did we all miss on the roundtable.
Why did no one see this coming from the Padres?
Yeah, this hot start.
He didn't want to do it this morning because he wanted to do it on the roundtable.
Because he wanted to do it on the roundtable.
Since when do we not do good segments on
our show
so that we can save it for the roundtable?
Save it. I brought it up. But then
don't hoard good stuff.
Then don't react like this when I want to reuse it on the roundtable.
But I don't want to rehash it.
But if I have to come up with an entirely new hour of content for every roundtable, I'm going to go insane every week.
That's a fair...
Except for next week when I'm on vacation.
That sounds like a YP, though, not an MP. That's a you problem. That's not a my problem.
Well, next week it'll be an EP, and that would be an LO problem because he's going to host in my place next week.
So you said, I want to bring that back. And I go, no, I don't want to rehash what I just said. And I said, but don't call on me. Bring it up, but just don't call on me. I don't need to be involved.
I'll call on the other roundtable participants to give their thoughts on... What did we miss here early in the season?
You skipped Scraby on a question last week.
I did.
You know? Yeah. So
I'm going to try to do that more. I don't
skip me more.
I don't necessarily like the call on everybody for an answer every single time.
And then every person goes, well, just to echo what he said.
But I also don't want anyone to feel like left out when I don't. Why didn't you call on me? I had a good answer to that question. I'm like, I'm sorry. We'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah.
There's no commercials. You know, you don't have time to regroup in the roundtable. It's live mic.
Yeah, it's
1 hour.
It's hot.
You're going.
Commercial free, you're jamming.
You got to be ready the whole time. You're tap dancing for the full hour.
Yeah.
Paulie's tap dancing for the last 15 minutes or so of the show. We will get to the Rondle Report after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rondle Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Let's see here, gentlemen, where to start. How about we'll just start with the tease there that we had in our last segment. No, Stephen A. Smith.
No sperm races today, Paulie.
Still got like 12 more minutes.
When is that event again? Next Friday?
Like April 25th. Yeah, right. Next Friday.
Can't wait.
Sounds right. Yeah. So yesterday, awkward moment on First Take. Stephen A. Smith, Shannon Sharp, Molly, their host, they had Dan Orlovsky, their NFL guy, was sitting in, and him and Stephen A. have kind of gotten into it with each other in the past. I don't know if they dislike each other. I don't know if they have different senses of humor, maybe, but Stephen A. Smith, they kind of rub each other the wrong way.
Okay.
And so yesterday, during the show, they were talking Masters, I think, and Molly went to Shannon Sharp, and his audio wasn't working. You could clearly see him trying. He's talking, but you could not hear him.
It's like every live stream I ever do.
Right.
Yeah.
Now listen to what Stephen A. Smith did.
Oh, my God.
Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, Dan Orlovsky.
Any boy? Oh, I'm not hearing you, though, Shannon. Is everyone
That's the best part of the show so far.
Oh, my God.
Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, Dan Orlovsky.
He talked right. And we couldn't hear him.
Okay, I'm not hearing Shannon. I don't know if you guys are, but Dan, I'm coming to you on that.
Shannon's talking, can't hear him, and you hear Dan Orlovsky. Oh, this is the best part of the show.
He's talking,
we don't have
to
listen.
Yeah,
we don't have to listen to Shannon Sharp, and then watch your mouth.
Watch
your mouth.
He did the point.
Pointed at him. Watch your mouth.
I can never tell. Is everything with Stephen A. staged, or is it real?
I don't care.
He does make it hard to discern whether that's a playful joke or if he's actually angry.
And I don't dislike Stephen A. I never did.
I'm getting closer. I get closer and closer.
I get closer and closer.
I thought the whole LeBron thing was really odd. It was made him unlikable.
There were a ton of comments like, bro, lighten up.
Yeah,
it was not that big of a deal.
That's a funny comment. Like,
right.
Oh, best part of the show. His mic's off.
It's like if I turned Ben's mic down.
I do think that deep down, Stephen A. actually does have some self-awareness, and he sometimes has to tamp it down to be Stephen A. on television, whereas I don't think Skip has any self-awareness at all.
No, zero.
I think that's genuine lack of self-awareness, whereas Stephen A. has to sometimes get into his character a little bit, but he actually does have some self-awareness. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
I don't think, like, coming in and playing a character every day would be exhausting. Exhausting. With all due respect, shut the hell up! Yeah, that would be tiring for me. And then you get off the air, you're like, all right, I can go back to being my normal self. I think everyone in this show is pretty much who we are every single day. Like, that's my wife. I'm as obnoxious at home. I'm as bitchy at home. It's the exact same thing on the air.
And I'm going to say it again. You do not want to make an enemy out of me. I'm not having it.
That's character.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
I tend to agree.
Yeah, I'm just as awkward at home as I am here.
Yeah, you're the exact same. Yeah. I mean, as soon as the mics go off, it's nothing changed. You're pointing out stuff on the road, like raw dogging stuff. It's the exact same person. It's like nothing is different at all.
We have seen a trend over the last few weeks and months with this new era of college sports where professional athletes who are still currently playing the game are doing a lot more work with their alma maters.
Yes.
Steph Curry, Trae Young, they're taking on these ambassador roles or GM roles, and they're helping out their alma maters like while still playing their games. So it's happened in the NBA. It's now made its way into the NFL. Max Crosby from the Raiders, defensive end, he is joining the staff at Eastern Michigan University as assistant general manager. He's going to be helping get players paid in NIL money. He's going to be dealing with revenue sharing for the program, judging high school players and scouting. And helping out with the transfer portal. It says he's going to be a special assistant to the athletic director for fundraising, alumni relations, and student athlete support. If this trend continues, do you guys like this? Do you have a problem with players? Like if you're a Raiders fan, what's he? Diehard Raiders fan.
I still haven't decided.
Do you want your star defensive player also dealing with stuff during football season for his alma mater?
It doesn't bother me. That part is like,
I know it's going to bother some people.
It's like asking, you know, Dodger fans last year got really mad that Mookie Betts was doing a podcast in the middle of the season or during the season and whatever. Like, without a release for some of these guys, not that that's a release, you know, like, but it's something different. It's, I have no doubt about Max Crosby's desire to win or the work that he puts in, right?
And I don't have any doubt that Steph Curry wants to win, even though he's the assistant general manager at Davidson.
I will say this. I have taken a weird new approach to all of the NIL stuff. There's a story going around right now. We haven't touched it because it's massively convoluted about that Tennessee quarterback that was holding out. Got some bad advice, maybe some different advice. His dad's really in the mix on this thing. He was soliciting himself to other colleges, calling, you know, Dan Lanning, saying, I'll come play in Oregon. I'm holding out at Tennessee, even though he's making $2.5 million. My new approach with NIL is I'm going to bury my head in the sand until the roster comes out and I watch who is there on kickoff. It's a lot. And for me to work myself up into a tizzy about what 18-year-old and 19-year-old kids are doing with their lives, with their future, what team they play for. Do I hate when the Irish lose a big recruit? Yes, sure. It's not going to be the end-all be-all of my mood. It's just not. Let's see who's on the team when we kick off against Miami, and I will root for those guys.
That's a very sane way to approach
it. I have to, because I was watching a couple of these podcasts about this kid from Tennessee, and you got these big, fat, grown men losing their just flipping out, calling this kid every name.
Did he do anything illegal?
No.
Did he do anything that's even against the rules?
No.
Is he simply trying to maximize his leverage when he knows it's a pressure point? I think what drove people crazy is that, like, threatening not to play in the playoff, the biggest game. Like, why would you do that? Isn't this what you're playing for, is to win a championship?
Yep. But
when would you have more leverage other than then?
Exactly.
When you know the school is the most desperate and they've got to get you the money, or, you know, the consequences are, I mean, any negotiator will tell you, you strike when you have the most leverage.
That's right, man.
And he was simply striking when he thought he had the most leverage. Is it a bad look? Possibly.
And the Tennessee coach, Josh Heupel, he did the right thing, too. He let him go. You're going to hold on. I'm going to let you go. These are lessons that these kids will learn. He can be a cautionary tale maybe to other kids, whatever it is.
But there will be other coaches who cave to the pressure.
100%. Sean Lewis. maybe snag this guy. You know, you just... For me, Benny, like, it's like the whole Magoon-Gua thing. Remember, everyone got so mad and then Magoon's like, actually, I'm going to stay. Right? Tell me who your starting five is, Dutch, and I'm going to root for those guys. It's the only way I can do it.
What if, like, they get to the Final Four and then
it says I'm not playing?
Magoon goes, hey, I'm not playing unless I have more money.
I might have a difference of opinion then.
Yeah.
But, you know, as the following of the NIL, I don't know the fix. I don't know. I don't even have a general idea of how you fix what's going on right now. If it, in fact, needs fixing, and I think a lot of people would say that it does, I am straight up head in the sand.
I'm kind of with you.
Blinders, like, let me know who's on the team. I'll root my ass off for those guys because I realize they want to be here. And guess what? They're probably not going to be here next year. But that's just kind of where my head's at with it. I cannot rake these kids over the coals for making decisions about their future. I just can't. I put my sons in that position. I can't say with any certainty that I wouldn't be helping them do the same thing. I can't. I would like to think that I would have instilled maybe a little bit more, but I don't know what kind of opportunities await them. How can I say for sure? You know, a lot of people saying this stuff too, Benny, have never had the opportunity to go make life-changing money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing. You're saying this from your ivory tower. You have never, ever, ever, I'd say 98% of the people that are weighing in the most have never been faced with that crossroads. What do I do? You know, and so also there's all this scrutiny and media and everything else. Yeah, man, they're making life-changing money. A lot of us I'll never be faced with the, all right, Woodsy, should you take the $3 million or should you do something else? It's never going to happen to me. You know, so it's real easy for us to sit here and point fingers. But I'm just going to go head in the sand on it, man. I really am. Let me know who's on the squad with the jersey on, and I'll be rooting for those guys.
You mentioned Magoon-Gua, speaking to the Aztecs. Kawhi looked happy last night at the Padres game.
He did. Look like a natural.
Is that with him? Jamal Franklin?
Yeah, I texted my buddies. I said, hey, look, it's one of the most electric Aztecs to ever play in the program, and Kawhi Leonard.
Ooh.
I loved Kawhi Leonard. He just wasn't... He was a quiet double-double machine.
Yep.
Jamal Franklin would turn the game on its ear. Like,
Which one do you want as the assistant general manager of the...
Who's got more money?
The program.
Kawhi Leonard. Exactly. That's who you want.
Yeah. All right. And then finally, guys, researchers from the University of British Columbia have used some data from the American Time Use Survey, which recorded thousands of people and how they spent time across more than 100 different activities. And these students took all of that information and they created a formula for the best day ever. Okay. How to have the best day ever. It includes 6 hours with family, 2 hours with friends, 1.5 hours of extra socializing. I don't know exactly how they define that, because that sounds like 3.5 hours with friends.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
2 hours of exercise. 1 hour.
2 hours of exercise on what planet?
1 hour of eating and drinking with less than 6 hours of work. Only 1 hour of screen time and nothing more than a 15. That all adds together to make the perfect day. They even have a formula. BDE equals FAM6 plus FR2 plus SOC1.5, et cetera, et cetera. Does that sound like the best day ever to you?
Give me 6 hours.
6 hours with your family.
No. In 3 hours.
I need 8 hours with my family.
I don't want to spend that much time with people at all.
Well, 6 hours with your family, then 2 hours with friends, and then another hour and a half of socializing.
That's 9.5 hours of socializing with either your family or friends.
That's too much.
It's way too much. And then 2 hours of exercising? I was proud of myself when I get in 30 minutes.
30, 45, right? Yeah.
That'll, to 2 hours?
I have a 40-minute basketball game today. I'm like, great. You're telling me I got to go work out for an hour and a half before that?
Only an hour of eating? What?
Where are naps? Where's naps in here? Because a nap is a part of a perfect day. Also, alone time.
Golf. Watching TV.
Silence.
What, 1 hour of screen time? What if I wanted to watch, like, the Padres game? So I only get to watch 1 hour of it?
A few innings.
That's it. I got to pick my 1 hour of the game that I get to watch?
Everybody's perfect day is different. You can't formulate
it. You can't form it. You cannot come up with a formula.
They basically equated it to be fit, fun, and available to hang out with people. I don't know that that makes it a perfect day, though.
It's weird that they have a formula for it. My perfect day is sleeping in till about 6:30, which is about the best I can do, having a big, nice breakfast, playing with my kids, putting them down for a nap, taking a nap myself, waking up, killing more time by watching a baseball game, then going out to, not going out, ordering in a big fat Italian meal, then going to bed at 7:15. That's the perfect day. I mean, like, it does not get any better than
that. No lunch.
No, I'll eat the lunch.
You had a big breakfast, and a big Italian dinner. Did you just skip lunch? Or
I might have skipped lunch.
Hot beef!
Get a hot beef sandwich. No, that's a perfect day. Perfect day. The nap, the mid-Saturday.
But if you did that every day, you get tired of it. I think the perfect day requires you have to have variety.
No.
You can't just do the perfect day every day.
I
wouldn't want to play golf every day.
No.
If I never got to play golf because it wasn't part of my perfect day, then I'd be sad.
But that's 6 hours easy.
Because, you know, yeah, so I wouldn't want to do it every single day, but I wouldn't want my perfect day every day not to include golf either.
Would your perfect day be spent alone?
No, I definitely want some interaction.
Family.
I just don't want 9.5 hours of interaction.
I really don't either. It's too much.
No one really wants 9.5 hours.
I don't
of interaction,
really have
do
friends I'd want to spend like 3 hours with either.
Now, best day ever. Not perfect day. They're going with best day ever.
Best day ever.
It says a 15-minute commute. I'm telling you right now, my best day ever does not involve any commute because
there's no work. Yeah. I don't know. Having a good, like a fun show when you know that there's some good stuff to
talk
about.
That makes
for
a good day. Not best day
ever.
Not
best day ever.
Best day ever is going to be a Saturday when you're not working, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be part of a work day.
That's right. That's right.
People are can't believe 7:15 that you would go to bed on your best day ever.
Oh,
it's too early for people.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If I see 9 these days, it's a miracle. I did fall asleep last night.
He goes, did Luis Arraez hit a home run? I go, right after the second Tatis one. Did you not see that either?
I vaguely remember Tatis's homer. I turned the TV off and I put Jesse in my ears. I don't want to tell him. He actually put me to sleep last night. I fell asleep listening to Jesse
and
Tony.
Is that an insult?
I don't know. Or is that job well done?
Compliment.
Job well done. Part of my perfect day.
All right. That's it for today. Got a Big League Wednesday tomorrow. Does that mean Brett Boone?
It does.
Brett Boone tomorrow at 8:35. Braden's coming up next for executive producer Paul Reinl and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. From all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.